I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hey, everybody. Lee Blue here, and I've got a good question for you today. This is something that comes up pretty regularly when I'm on the phone. Like, as many of you know, I take personal phone calls. Like, you can call me up on the phone, and we can talk about your business. You can go over to doublestack.net/call and book a time one-on-one to talk with me. And when we do, I'm going to ask you some questions to kind of figure out what's going on with your business and where you want to go and what today looks like and how I can help you kind of, you know, bridge those two gaps there. But one of the questions I'm going to ask you is, how are you finding clients? You know, where are the leads coming from? What kind of clients do you want to work with? What does your ideal client look like? You know, those types of questions, because one of the things I'm trying to figure out is, are you in a situation where you're building your business, or are you just job hopping? Just randomly job hopping. In fact, it's even worse than job hopping, because you're kind of going from job to job to job without really building any foundation. But you're also throwing all the benefits that you would get if you actually took a job, right? You just throw that away, because, like, you're not getting health insurance, you're not getting vacation, you're not getting sick leave, you're not getting any of that other stuff. So you get all the downsides of working for yourself and all the downsides of taking on other jobs. It's the worst of both worlds. And that's one of the things that I want to figure out when we get on the phone is that your situation, or are you building a business, you just need to build it faster? So sometimes it's confusing to try to figure out which of the two camps you kind of fall in. So I want to ask you 5 questions, and I want you to be honest to yourself and answer these questions the best you can. You don't have to put them in the chat or anything, but just in your own mind, just kind of answer these questions. And I think in the process of going through these 5 steps, you'll kind of get a sense of, am I building a business, or am I just job hopping? And what is that going to look like somewhere down the road? So, here's the first question. The first question is, when you and I get on the phone, or say you went to a networking event somewhere, or you just meet somebody in an elevator or something, and they say, hey, what do you do? What do you say? Do you have an answer for that kind of a question of what do you do? Because if the answer is, oh, I'm a web developer, or I build websites, or something like that, chances are you're probably on the job hopping side, because there's no context in which you do the web development, right? It's like you just say, I do a thing. And so, like, if I were to ask somebody who worked at Capital One, or who, you know, worked at an insurance agency, like, I've got one of my best friends works at an insurance agency kind of doing their tech stuff, it's like, if someone says, hey, what do you do? They say, oh, I'm a web designer, or I'm a UX designer, or I build, you know, websites or whatever. And it's the same, you would say the same thing as if you worked at a full-time job versus if you worked for yourself. So that's how you can kind of tell if you're job hopping, because there's businesses out there that say, hey, I just need a web designer real quick. I need to hire them for a little bit, but I don't want them to be a full-time employee, because I don't want to give them the benefits. I don't want to, you know, have to do payroll tax. I don't want to have to do all that other stuff. And so I just want to find basically a sucker out there who will work for just a regular wage or whatever, no need to do payroll tax, you know, no need to do insurance, no need to do vacation, no need to do sick leave, no need to do anything. I just want to get somebody who'll pretend to basically be my employee, because I only need him for a little bit. And the answer to the question of what do? Oftentimes begins to tip you off into, well, am I just one of these suckers out there that's just job hopping and kind of, you know, getting the short end of the stick from both areas, in the sense that I'm not really building up a good business. I don't really have the stability. I have this feast or famine problem. I have a cash flow problem. I don't know where my next leads are coming from. I don't know any of those other things. And on top of that, I don't have any benefits. I don't have any vacation. I don't have any 401ks. I don't have any of the other stuff that you get from actually having a job. So you're really getting, like, the worst of both worlds. And that's one. So that's question number one. What do you do? Because if you answer the question in this really generic, broad, I'm a web developer kind of a way, chances are you're going to just be attracting these random leads from all over the place, and it's not going to really have any context behind it, and it's going to be a really frustrating thing. If, on the other hand, you said something like, I help local businesses drive, do lead generation online without having to buy ads or something like that, Well, now you're really beginning to like hone in what it is that you do and who you do it for and what the outcomes are. And like you've really thought through what it is that you're doing. And that would be a sign that you're actually building a business. So that the answer to that question, like if you can just get to the point where you say, I do this thing for these people, like I do X for Y, basically is the idea. Like I do web design for chiropractors. Like if you said something like that, even something that basic is a sign that, hey, you know, you're kind of onto something. You have a platform on which to build, and that's going to be a serious business. If on the other hand, you just say, I do a thing, I do web design, and there's no context around it, probably job hopping. All right, so that's thing number one. Question number two is, who is your ideal client? Like, that's one of the questions, like, when we get on the phone and talk, I'm going to ask you, who is, like, if somebody called you up right now and said, I've got all the money in the world, I've got all the time in the world, just, I need your help, who do you feel like you could serve the best? That's an important question. And if you don't know the answer to that question, and you're still trying to be out there on your own, chances are you're just job hopping. Like, I'll take a project from any old body, he'll pay me. Like, I can build websites for anyone. Like, if that's what you're saying, you're not building a business. You're just job hopping. And the reason that I'm even getting out here and having this conversation with you guys today is because you don't want to do that. Like, that's standing on the fence. It's you're not going on one side or the other. You're not building a business and you're not getting a job. It's the worst for you. It's the worst for your family. It's the worst for your future if that's where you are, where you're just kind of randomly taking on jobs willy-nilly here and there. Because you're not building a business and you're not getting the benefits of actually having a real job, right? So you got to pick one or the other. And if you can't define who your ideal client is, you're not going to be able to find your ideal client because you don't know who it is. And so if that's the problem, then you're probably going to be in that job hopping category until you figure that out. And then you can say, okay, well, here's really who I can do the best work for. And it's a couple of things, too. There's more than one variable in answering that question. You don't just willy-nilly pick, oh, I wish I could work for horse farms or whatever just out of the air. It's like you want to take into account, what do your skills lend themselves to most efficiently, right? So like what if, for example, you can do videography, photography, maybe some offline work as well, in addition to web design and online marketing. So like, what if you had all five of those things going for you? Well, then you would say, well, who needs both the online design and the offline design? And then you might think, well, what about restaurants? You know, maybe they need menus, maybe they need signage, maybe they need, you know, something to put out in front of the building, you know, whatever. Maybe they need business cards, maybe they need letterhead. You know, what are some things what kind of businesses can really use your best services? And then bundle all of that stuff together, and that's going to help you get an idea of who your ideal client is. So that's one of the variables. Another variable is, would you like it, right? Like, maybe you feel like, yeah, maybe restaurants, you could probably use both online and offline design content and materials, but I don't know anything about restaurants. You know, like, maybe that's how you feel, and contactless menu. There you go. Contactless menu is a great idea. I just did one of those contactless menu. It's good to see you again, Heather. So maybe you think your skills would perhaps apply to restaurants, but maybe you don't know anything about restaurants. You don't know anybody who runs a restaurant. You don't really eat out that much. You know, maybe that's just not your thing. So why would you try to get restaurant clients? Because the whole point is to build a business with a portfolio of clients that you like so that you can keep working with them on an ongoing basis, like on retainer. And so when you're putting that into your business, you want to make sure that you're going to be happy with it for the long haul. Because if you're not, then you're building a business that you don't like working in, and that's miserable. So that's a big question. It's like, who is your ideal client? So you think about what skills do you have that are really going to come together really nicely for a particular type of industry? Would you like it if you worked with people in that industry? And another question is, do you know anything about it, right? So like, if you know something about a particular space, that's going to put you in a position to better serve them than someone who doesn't. Obviously, right? So those are all questions that you want to be thinking through. And if you haven't thought through those questions yet, chances are you're just job hopping right now. But you don't have to stay that way, right? Like, you can shift. Like, if you feel like, yeah, I'm answering the job hopping side of these questions almost all the time, well, you don't have to stay like that. Like, you could then have a choice. You can say, well, do I really want to take the next step and really get some clarity on how to build an actual business where I'm in control of my leads and in control of the type of clients I'm working with and in control of my cash flow and that sort of a thing? Or do I don't, maybe you don't. You don't have to. Like, maybe you don't want to do that. Maybe you're like, hey, you know what? I really have been job hopping all the time, but I'm cutting myself short. I'm not getting a 401k. I don't have vacation time. I don't have health insurance or whatever. All these other things are piling up. And you're like, wouldn't it be nice if I had all that stuff? And maybe you do want to go get a job, and that's a totally fine venue. All I'm saying is don't stay in the middle, because when you stay in the middle, you're crushing yourself on both sides, right? Like, either of the two sides has good parts and bad parts, but don't take the bad part from both sides. You know, the at least get some good, right? At least get the stability and the 401k and the health insurance and all that stuff of a job, or at least have all the freedom and everything that comes from web design, but have like this consistency in the cash flow, have the ability to work the clients you really want to work with, and all of the benefits that come from there by answering these questions with clarity. So just don't stay in the middle. That's the main thrust of today's talk, is don't stay in the middle. Pick one side or the other so you don't have this miserable experience where you're getting the worst of both worlds. So all right, we've done two questions. Question number three, what sets you apart from the crowd? That's an interesting question, because what if you don't know? Like, what if you don't know? So, like, one of the things that most people will say, like, when I say, tell me why somebody should hire you, right? Especially if you're going to charge more than the average bear, right? So if you are thinking, well, you know, most websites, you know, $1,000, $1,500, something like that, but you want to charge $3,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000, like a lot more, why would somebody work with you, right? What sets you apart from the people that are just doing the $1,500, if you're going to do $15,000, if you're going to charge 10 times more than everybody else, or even if it's just double, even if you're just going to do double, why? What is it? Can you articulate a specific reason why working with you is better than working with the $1,500 guy if you're going to charge $3,000? So that's an interesting question, because if on one hand you think, well, my secret sauce is we've got this really special five-step project life cycle. And the first thing we do is we do the discovery. And then we really try to talk to you and get this really, you know, bespoke understanding of exactly what you need. And after we go through the discovery session, then we actually go to the strategy and planning. So this is actually what we're gonna do. Now that I've discovered what you need, here's our plan to actually do those things. And then after the strategy, we're gonna get into the design and the development phase, where we're really gonna build this thing out. Now that we know exactly what you need, we've got the strategy to implement the results you want, then we're gonna do the build out. And then the fourth thing that we're gonna do is the testing. You know, we're going to do testing and revisions to make sure that it's exactly what you want. And then the fifth step is the launch, right? So you've got that five-step project life cycle where you've got discovery, you've got strategy, you've got design and development, you've got testing, and then launch. Everybody has that. That's what everybody does. And so, like, for whatever reason, people seem to think that, well, now that they've kind of gotten their head around that five-step process, that now that's their secret sauce. But it isn't. It's ketchup. It's not secret sauce. It's ketchup. It's like everybody has that sauce. And there's nothing secret about it. All of the people do it the exact same way. And just because you can articulate those five steps doesn't mean that you have a reason why people should work with you instead of someone who'll literally go through the exact same five steps just for half the price of what you're charging. So that's a big thing to figure out, because if you can't figure out what sets you apart, then you're going to find yourself just job hopping, you know, trying to compete on price, or just playing the numbers game. If I send out enough messages out there, then eventually somebody will say yes. You know, just the numbers game side of things. It's Ralph. It's good to see you, Ralph. Ralph just landed a couple of awesome, huge prize off almost like $30,000 in the last week or two. So he's crushing it. Good job, Ralph. So the whole thing about what sets you apart, like what differentiates you from other people. And if you haven't thought through how to answer that question, it's difficult to kind of get clients to see your value, right? Like, have you ever felt like, I know I can do really good work, I've got all these good skills, I've been doing this for 5 or 10 years, I've got degrees and all of these other certifications, and like, I know I can do great work, but I can't get the clients to see the value. Well, it's probably because you haven't thought about where the value is, like what's setting you apart from everybody else. And that's an important question to try to answer. Otherwise, you're just kind of out there job hopping. So that's number three. Number four is, how do you plan to find the next client? So if you're job hopping, the way that you find the next client is you just sit around until somebody offers you the next job, right? Like, most of the time it's word of mouth referrals. Occasionally, maybe you just kind of stumble upon somebody in your day-to-day life who fixed your HVAC system or whatever, and you thought, hey, maybe I can help you do some SEO or whatever, and you just random chance. That's kind of the job hopping approach. The I'm actually building a business approach is, I've got a marketing strategy. I know what to say. I know what differentiates me. I know who my ideal clients are. I know what kind of outcomes they're looking for. I can say those types of things. And I know that I'm going to be, my marketing is going to be attracting the ideal clients that will put me in a position to be able to do my best work, that will give me the resources, so you're charging enough to be able to spend the time to get the outcomes your clients need. You know who the clients are, you know how to get the outcomes. Like, those are all things that kind of go into your marketing. But if you don't have a marketing story, then you're probably not doing any marketing, and that means you're just kind of willy-nilly job hopping. And so if you can't really answer the question of how you intend to find the next client, or where the next client is coming from, or why the next client would even find you in the first place, you're probably in the job hopping category, as opposed to, oh, I've got this marketing strategy. I know what my story is. I know who my target audience is. I know what outcomes they're looking for, and I know how to deliver those outcomes. Like, if you have those types of answers, then boom, you've got a marketing strategy. And if you've got a marketing strategy, that's a really critical part to building a business. If you don't have the strategy, you're not building the business. You're just doing the job hopping. So that's question number four. And here is the kicker. Here's the big one, right? So this is the fifth question. Where are you going to be in 5 years if you stay on the same path? That's the big question to answer, to really get a sense of, am I building something, or am I just treading water trying to stay afloat? And so if you find yourself in the job hopping category, what you'll probably say is, I have no idea if I can even sustain this for 5 years. I mean, I don't know what to do. I don't know where I'm going to be. I don't know. I have no idea what this is going to look like in 5 years. And one of the things you might be seeing, like, what if you've been doing this for a while? One of the things you're going to see is, what you used to be able to charge for websites is going to be less and less over time, because all of the ways to get websites, it's just, there's just so many ways. There's so much competition out there. There's so many low budget alternatives for web design that if you're really kind of putting all your eggs in that web design basket, then you're not going to know what to do. You're not going to have a vision. You're not going to have a future. You're not going to have a pathway to go down. Like when you kind of project where you're going to be, even in like 2 years, you'll probably have a really hard time figuring visualizing what that's going to look like, because there's no consistency. The pricing is going down, competition is going up, stress is going up, you know, and you might be getting better and better at your skills, but only able to charge less and less for your work. I mean, I talk to people all the time. I had a conversation, I won't say her name, but I was talking to this awesome woman. What was it? I think it was last Thursday, maybe. And, you know, she'd been doing this for like, I think 12 years, and, you know, doing web design, marketing, SEO work, you know, amazing graphic design, logo design, branding, all of the things. And she'd been doing a great job, and almost all of her clients come in through an agency. She has like two or three different agencies that she works with, really one agency in particular, but a couple others on the side as well. And like, all of her work would come in through these agencies. And, you know, she's like, well, I've had this, you know, I've been working with these guys for like 5 years. I've been getting better and better all over the 5 years. She's took courses and, you know, upgraded her own, you know, laptop and her software and all. You know, she's putting money into her business and her education. She's getting better and better. And she's like, you know what? I'm worth more today than I was 5 years ago when we first, you know, started this relationship. So I'm going to go to the agency and tell them I have to raise my pricing now because, you know, I'm better than I was before. Well, the agency said, we can't have you raise your price because we can't raise our price on the client, right? So the client pays the agency, the agency pays this person I was talking to. And so if the person I was talking to raises her rates, then the agency would have to raise their rates to compensate for the fact that their costs went up. And then now the client's going to have to pay more for the site. And the agency's saying, we can't get clients to pay more. I mean, we can't raise our rates there, so you can't raise your price, right? In fact, she had to make a decision as to whether or not she might even lower the price, because they were thinking, man, the websites we're trying to get our clients to buy, we're kind of thinking it would be great if we could lower it a little bit. And the agency, once the conversation was opened up, they started talking. She's like, the agency had the opposite thought in mind. Like, maybe is there any way we can get the work cheaper? And she's thinking, I ought to charge double what I was charging. And so basically the situation is, if you're the person who's building your skills, you know, doing your own, you know, putting your own money into your own education, upgrading your own equipment, doing all the things that really invest into your business so you're better now than you were 5 years ago, and you can charge less, it's like, what? That's what I'm talking about. That's the worst of both worlds, right? It's like, that's not where you want to be. And that's what you're going to find. So if you project yourself out 5 years, there's no way that 5 years ago, the person I was talking to last week would have ever said, hey, you know what? I'm going to learn new things. I'm going to buy new equipment. I'm going to take these courses. I'm going to, you know, really ramp myself up. And then I'm going to charge less. You know, it's like, nobody would think that. Nobody wants that. It's the opposite of what you want. And that's what you get when you're job hopping, when you're just kind of just taking these random jobs. Like, what she ought to have done is she ought to have either gotten hired by the agency and said, hey, you know what? If you're going to be sending me all this work and, you know, doing all this stuff, and like, and I'm going to be like your main person for online marketing and web design, you need to hire me and pay my payroll tax so I don't have to pay self-employment tax. And I need health insurance, and I need some vacation time and some sick leave and like all the benefits, a 401k, like all the things that you get from being at that job. And then what that means is, as you develop your skills and get better and better, then the next thing you know, maybe you're managing a team, maybe you get a promotion, you get a raise, and like 5 years down the road, you're doing more. You're getting better. You've got a pay raise. You've got more responsibilities. You're kind of working your way up. You're like, you're in the corporate world, which maybe sucks a little bit, but at the same time, you're getting all the benefits of all of that. That's what you want. On the other side, though, what if you're not? Like, who would pay more and invest in their business just to make less money? So that's what I'm talking about, having the worst of both worlds. And so if you, on the other hand, you think, well, 5 years from now, I'm going to have a portfolio of, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20 different clients, and each client pays me roughly $1,000 a month, and you know, this is, or more, right? And so now you're making like several $100,000 a year consistently, and it's a workload that you can handle, plus maybe an outsourced team that you've built up, right? So you can maybe white label some services so you don't have to do everything yourself, but you've got that forecast. You can say, hey, you know, based on who I'm working with and what I'm doing and what I'm offering and why I'm different from everybody else and who my ideal client is and like that marketing vision that I have, like as I build that out, I can see how I'm going to be building, you know, I'm going to make 50 grand and then I'm going to make 100 grand and then 150 and then 300 and then 500. Now the next thing you know, you've got this whole thing and maybe you're building out this team and you can see the vision come to life, right? Like you're on a path where you can project out into the future and see the vision of where you're heading. And it makes some sense. It's like, yes, like as we begin to build the business and get that foundation and get these clients and get that revenue coming in, now we're really doing something. And you can even have multiple paths. Like one path could be, you know, like we just talked about, like building $500,000 coming in. You got two or three people working for you. You've got this agency going on. Awesome. Another approach, which is just as fun, is the lifestyle approach where, okay, you're making $10,000 a month working out of your house. It's awesome. You've got the freedom to do whatever you want. You've got the liberty to go pick apples if you want to, or just whatever you want, because you're your own boss. You've got that lifestyle job and you're making 10 grand a month. Like that's well into the six figures. And you just stay at that. And so that's the business that you build for yourself and you run it as long as you want. And then like if you've got some kids and they're gonna get older and they want to start working with you a few years down the road or whatever, that's kind of the situation that I'm in. I've got a daughter, she's 17. She's thinking about all kinds of stuff that she might want to do with web design and photography and stuff like that. It's like, well, maybe we can work together, right? And so you kind of have this family business. It's like there's all kinds of paths. But the point is, when you think down the road 5 years from now, are you just treading water, trying to stay afloat, never knowing what the next project holds and never having any foundation and just feeling completely adrift and making less money 5 years from now than you're making today? That's not where you want to be. That's the job hopping side. Get yourself into the business development side, or actually go get the job where you actually have the benefits of actually having that kind of corporate job. So those are the five questions. Hopefully today's conversation was helpful and kind of insightful as to, are you really building the business that you think you're building, or are you maybe even tricking yourself a little bit into thinking, well, I'm a web developer building my web design business. I'm like really doing something, when in fact what you're doing is you're just kind of hurting yourself from both sides. You're not really building the business that you want, so you don't really have the future and the vision there, and you don't have the stability and all of the benefits of actually having a job, right? So you're just kind of, you're kind of being a sucker, you know, like, don't do that, right? It's like, and so I just wanted to get out there and tell you those two sides, because a lot of times you can kind of get caught up in the day-to-day, being like, where am I going to get my next job? You're just kind of frantically moving through everything without really getting the big picture. And, you know, there we go. So if you find yourself kind of on the job hopping side, and you decide to yourself, I don't want to be on the job hopping side. I really want to build a business. I want a marketing strategy. I want to even, maybe you don't even know what the tools are that you would use to use after you launch a website for somebody. You know, like maybe that's something you're trying to figure out. Like, how do you get that, you know, that skill set in your toolbox, so to speak? And you want to kind of make that jump where you've got a marketing strategy, you've got the right tools, you know who your ideal client is, you know what kind of business you're trying to build, you know who you're trying to reach and what your ideal client is and where you can do the best job and deliver the best results and what separates you from everybody else. If you want some clarity on that, let's get on the phone and talk about it. So head over to doublestack.net/call and pick a time and we'll get on the phone and sort all that stuff out for you, so that you can quit the whole job hopping thing and look forward into the future a few years down the road and be like, boom, I've got this awesome six-figure business I'm running out of my house, right? Let's do that. So head over to doublestack.net/call, pick a time on my calendar, and you and me will get on the phone and sort out all of these issues and put a step-by-step plan in place for exactly how to get the tools that you need to be able to get recurring revenue coming in. So we'll talk about marketing tools, we'll talk about web design tools, but we'll also talk about strategy, meaning like, who do you feel like you can work with the best? How do we answer the question of what do you do? Like, I literally had this couple hour long conversation with one of the double stackers about how to answer the question, what do you do, in all of the different contexts that you find yourself in. So there you go. So let's get together and figure this thing out, so you're not just, you know, squishing yourself on both sides, so you don't have the worst of both worlds. And instead, you actually get either a really nice, stable job that, you know, people are taking care of you, and you got all these other, you know, the corporate lifestyle, as restricting as it may be in terms of your schedule, at least it's stable, right? At least you have the stability aspect and the paid leave and the vacation and that kind of stuff. Or let's even better than that, let's get you to your actual business that has a foundation, that has a structure, that has momentum behind it, where you're really doing something with that. So awesome. So that's what we got today. Head over to doublestack.net/call. Find a time on my calendar. I know I've been really busy. There's been double stackers winning five-figure family trophies. I'm going to mail another one of these things out today. So just working with David, he just landed almost, what is it, about $20,000 worth of work today. And, you know, Jason was up over $30,000 on Monday. So it's like, you know, it's busy. So if you find my calendar full, give me a little bit of grace, you know, but there's going to be some time. Find a time that's going to work for you. We'll get on the phone and we'll get a plan to get one of these things on your desk. This is the Double Stack five-figure family trophy. And when you land a $10,000 client, which is in the five figures, anything over that, I'm going to mail this to you, put it on your desk. And not only will it be a celebration of the fact that you landed an awesome client, it will also be like the anchor for your business. You're like, hey, I can do this. I can do this high value consulting. I don't need to have tons and tons of leads flowing in all the time because I have high ticket, long-term clients. Get yourself a portfolio of those, put that on your desk, and it'll be awesome, and you really have a business. You're not just job hopping. You're serving clients at a deep level, and that's why you're worth five-figure pricing. So head over to doublestack.net/call. Find a time that's going to work for you, and I look forward to talking to you and getting one of these five-figure family trophies on your desk. All right, take care.